Page.
Yes.
The other day, in passing, you mentioned Baba's, I don't know if you meant this, but remember he was going to do a film? He had a film for a movie idea, and somehow that never happened. But when you were talking about he wrote the script, reminded me. Can you talk, do you know what I'm talking about, first of all?
No.
Something with the Western ladies, and Margaret Krask was supposed to have two groups of dancers, and it was a story about a group of souls that all got involved with each other, and they all got God realization after a few lifetimes. And what else was there? It sounded really strange, and I guess...
Where did you read that?
Somewhere in, like, Awakener magazines, or somewhere I came across.
Unfortunately, I haven't read any Baba literature.
Okay, so because I don't know very much.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, he involved himself with scripts and the ideas of people would want to film his ideas, whatever he gave out, his messages and all that, and he encouraged them.
It wasn't the Awakener. About a year and a half ago.
Where was it?
Well, the story seemed very funny. The Baba set up this elaborate film script that was supposed to be produced in Hollywood. And the story was about these three souls. And lifetime after lifetime, they'd get involved in these terrible entanglements, you know, where one would steal the other one's wife. But then at the very first, they're very animalistic and they're killing each other. And then as time goes on, they're dealing with each other with more compassion. But it was supposed to be a depiction of, Baba described it as being a depiction of the life, the universe, the planes, everything.
Mm.
So he was joking, in a way. I gather he made it.
No, but we do have certain, I think a couple of scripts are there with us, printed also, prepared by others under Baba's guidance and all that. Have you heard of this man, David? You haven't heard that? Yeah. So in the 30s, early 30s, when he would go to the States, there he would meet all these people, you know, who were interested in filming and all that, film world. So early contacts were with the film world. And there he would encourage them with his thoughts and this and that and all that. And he gave messages for the film. What potential is there in the film world to bring home to humanity the spiritual aspects of one's life and so forth and so on. So we have a couple of them in our archives, printed scriptures of those times. Steve?
Yeah.
Can you get that? Yeah. This man, David, at least we can get that. So we have not even read these things. And how did I came across this at the time when I was, well, after Baba passed away. During our life with Baba, we had no access to anything, any words of Baba in print. He had told us not to read anything. Yeah, we didn't read anything. People in the world would read all these magazines and journals and this and that, and that's why you all are well versed in it. And to us he says, what is it? What did he say in that? Will you please tell us? Will you just give us some idea? So that's how we are still. So how did I come across this was, all these things were stacked, you see, in a cupboard. Two or three cupboards were there, all these things that would come in our hands. We never looked at it. But when Baba passed away, one day I was trying to keep the whole place clean and try to sort out things. All of a sudden this booklet popped into my hand. I said, this man David, what has that to do with Baba literature? I opened the first page and saw that, well, it is under Mayor Baba's guidance. And as usual, I am always concerned not with the story or anything. I just read the last page. And to my surprise, what was the last page? It coincided with our experience that what happened. That soon after Baba passed away, you heard about Baba's figure appearing on a tree and all that. You heard that. There's a photo also here of the tree. About the calendar, most probably. Yeah.
Here.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it was here at Mehrazad, on the trunk of a tree. The whole figure, or his face appeared, as if somebody had sculpted, you know. So much so that our Adi, who was in Nagar, when Mani took the film of it and sent out for developing, Adi got the prints and he wrote a note, says, how did you all get this? Who is that artist who did it? So Mani wrote, well, he is himself the artist who did it. So what do you mean by it? So he was surprised and he informed the people, and people started coming in bullock carts and cars to notice these things. At even odd hours of the night sometimes they would come from long distances. And we had no electricity at the time, we had pressure, what do you call, petromaxes we call them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
propane.
Yeah. So with that light we would show them and all that, they would feel happy about it. Just that. When he was himself here, nobody cared. But when his figure appeared on the tree, the people are dying for it. That's always the case with us. Yeah, it is always the case. But then it was a shock to me, what the last para says. Please,
this is the story, This Man David, outline of an original screenplay, copyrighted in 1935 by Circle Productions. And the front page says the story is based on and inspired by the ideas of Sri Mehar Baba. The spiritual incidents of this story will be photographed according to the instructions of Sri Mehar Baba and under the personal supervision of himself or his representative. And the very end of it says, yeah, the years go by.
Yeah, that is that struck me most. I don't know about the story. What? Yeah.
Story of three people and an incident that happened to them. And then it ends with, the years go by. Today, if you will come to Middlesville, you will see the tree on the hill. And you will see the branches covered with leaves. And under the tree, you will find William and Eva and their baby and Goofy sitting under the tree. Ask them or ask anyone in Middlesville, and they will tell you about this tree, this strange tale of how just a few months ago a man was lynched, and how the next day the branches of the tree shaped themselves into a profile of the face of David Lord. And you will look up, and you will see the face, molded by some greater sculptor. And by the tree, in the writing of Goofy, you will find a wooden tablet, and you will read thereon, I come not to teach, but to awaken.
It's 1930. That struck me the most. I said, what? He had designed this, and we get this in 1969. Yeah. So that's how it is. So there were many such attempts. All in script. One day, whenever Baba wishes, in Baba's time, things will be filmed. His life stories will be filmed. Would be told in talkies and screen, on screen and all that.